This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. And Kitty Galore is one angry kitty with issues, and she's going to take out all her revenge on the dogs. The problem is she didn't count on the dogs, the cats, and even pigeons ganging up on her to stop her.
This is historic. Three species putting aside our differences to solve a mystery.
Call me old-fashioned, but I preferred it when we all hated each other.
So I did not have very high expectations for this movie from watching the trailer. It looked pretty cheesy to me, so imagine my surprise when they started the opening credits, and they were really fun, very James Bond, all secret agent. And then the very first scene started with lots of spy action, very cool. And if the movie ended right there, it would have been great. But everything went way downhill from there. Now, I love little kitties and puppies and even pigeons from time to time, but not when they are boring me to death or even worse, being very disturbing. And you know, I'm all about having adult references in these kind of movies to keep us interested. But I have to tell you, there is something just very wrong about using Hannibal Lecter references in little kid movies. So if you feel like you're obligated to go to this movie because you promised the kids or something, stay for the opening credits and then get the heck out of there. On our Movie Night Traffic Light, Kitty Galore is a red light. Now to Steve Carell's new movie, Dinner for Schmucks. Paul Rudd runs into Steve literally and decides he's the perfect person to bring to his boss's mandatory dinner for idiots. But nothing goes exactly as planned.
You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Switzerland. I love your cheese with the holes.
So unlike the other movie, I was looking forward to this one. After all, Steve Carell, funny mostly, and no one can do idiot quite like he can. And you do get funny with this movie and lots of idiot stuff. But what you don't expect is the completely ridiculous stuff that comes from this movie, too. If you're a fan of small rats or mice or whatever they are, then you might be in for a nice surprise. But for the rest of us, even with mice looking their best, all dressed up and ready to go out, I still want to run for the hills and call an exterminator. But there are mice everywhere in this movie. Granted, they are all dead, but the whole thing just a little creepy. So if you weigh the creepy weird stuff with the actual funny stuff that happens and realize that the other choice for new movies this week is that Kitty Galore disaster, this one has to be the better choice. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Dinner for Schmucks is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.